Introduction. One of my favorite quotes is, "The day you decide to do it is your lucky day." So hey, lucky lady, today is your lucky day. You're either reading this book because you're already quite lucky and you want to attract even more into your life, or you're thinking, seriously, are you kidding me? My luck has just about run out. Either way, get ready because this book is going to blow your mind. And I love it when self-help gurus promise that, don't you? Like, it's a bit over the top. Now, not everything in this book is 100% new or groundbreaking. I'll be completely honest with you. After all, if you've read any personal development books, you've probably heard most of this before. However, in Lucky Bitch, you'll read really practical examples of the law of attraction that almost sound a little bit like magic or even witchcraft. But every story in this book, including my own, is completely true and unembellished. But it will sound unbelievable at first. Have you ever thought, you lucky bitch, about one of your friends or even someone you've seen on TV? That usually shows up when you're ready for more in your life. But you have to be prepared to do something about it because that feeling of jealousy is just not nice at all. So are you ready for more? Naturally, lucky or not, by the end of this book, you'll be fully embracing your absolutely awesome good fortune, and you'll be surprised about how easy it can be. The truth is, we can all consciously create good luck in our own lives, not entirely by hard work and perspiration, as the saying goes, but with a combination of the right kind of effort, plus an unwavering belief that we deserve to experience the highest levels of luck, abundance, good health, and personal success, regardless of your current circumstances. Make this realization and the results can be astounding. Like, oh my God, what's happening to me? Here's the truth. I haven't been specially selected by the universe. There's nothing particularly unusual about me. I wasn't born under a lucky star. I didn't grow up wealthy and I haven't yet won the lottery. I'm smart, but I'm not any kind of genius. Here's the other thing. I may write about personal development, but I'm not perfect. So don't think I'm some out-of-touch guru telling you what to do. I've achieved some awesome results in the last couple of years, but I had to get over my own fear of not being perfect before I even wrote this book. I still yell at my husband when I've got PMS, pee in public pools sometimes, and I even cheat at board games. I am a normal chick with faults just like anyone. Many of us have not had the most auspicious starts in life, and there were totally a lot of occasions in my life where I was downright unlucky. There have been times where I was literally down to my last dollar, when I struggled with finding a fulfilling job, and times when I honestly felt like the huge potential inside of me was going to be squandered. And that's a really shitty feeling, isn't it? Yet since I made a decision a couple of years ago to negotiate my reality, and I believed I deserved it, the most extraordinary things have happened. I have become unbelievably lucky. Opportunities just seem to be attracted to me, and crazy synchronicities have become a regular occurrence. I'm talking bank errors in my favor, all expenses paid travel all around the world, the right mentors and courses, along with the money to pay for them, and even winning at bingo. It all seemed magical. And when I add up all those unexpected gifts over that 2-year period from the universe, it added up to almost $500,000. At first, I thought it was random, but then it happened with such regularity that I had to take a second look at what I was doing to attract all of this good fortune. I have always been a personal development junkie, but nothing like this had ever happened to me before. I actually thought that I was immune to the law of attraction. I went to some of the cheesiest personal development seminars, and I was always reading goal-setting books, but it felt like hard work. When my goals came true, it was 2 steps forward, 1 step back, until one magical year when everything I wanted suddenly came true. So I recorded everything I did, and then I tested my concepts by coaching other women in similar situations, and amazing things began happening to them too, almost without fail. I get emails all the time now that start with, "Denise, you are never going to believe what happened." Suddenly, ordinary women like you and me are attracting things like dream jobs out of the blue, pay increases, free stuff, new relationships and increased levels of happiness for no apparent reason to the outside world. They are simply becoming more attractive. So what's going on? The world around us is changing, especially for women. And many of us are awakening to the possibility of being the director of our own lives. We realize that we don't have to accept what we're given, but that our reality is highly malleable. We are responsible for our own circumstances every single day. And none of these revelations are new. We are just starting to remember how powerful we are, and we're turning away from the old belief systems, just like shrugging off last season's wine-stained coat. We don't have to live the same conventional life that other people do. We can choose to live an awesome life without the guilt. What lucky bitches we are. It's just becoming so easy today to find the information we need to unlock these secrets and keep our positive vibrations high. New leaders are emerging. Concepts of manifestation and the law of attraction have become mainstream. Thanks to the power of the internet, we are able to find our like-minded tribes worldwide and share what we know with each other. Seriously, thank God for Facebook and Twitter. I am just so grateful that I can be part of this movement to be a living, breathing example of what you can do when you harness your own power and decide to live in your own reality. This is not a book where I just brag about my accomplishments and how outstandingly lucky I've become. Well, not entirely. My genuine wish is that you're inspired to join the lucky bitch posse around the world who have been able to harness this unbelievable luck for themselves, because trust me, it's not random. This little book is designed to inspire you to take action in areas of your life that may be lacking in a little bit of magic. Some concepts are familiar and some may be completely new to you. But I invite you to take them all to a new level that you've always dreamed for your life. What else could be possible for you? You're going to learn some very practical techniques to exponentially increase your luck. You'll also learn some woo-woo metaphysical concepts, which do produce amazing results in the real world and make your day-to-day life much more fun and fulfilling. However, unfortunately, the results are not always 100% predictable. When you set an intention to change your life, it will happen, always, but just not always in the way that you expected. You know what? It will happen in the way that you asked for, which is a bit of a bummer if you're not good at asking for what you want, because the universe, as you'll find out, is ridiculously literal. The time frame for your desires to show up is also unpredictable. The universe is a complex machine. We still don't know the exact chain of events we put into motion when we send out a request to the universe, or a cosmic order, as some other people have called it. We can only trust that we've been heard and trust that we'll be taken care of. And that can be tough for some women, because if you're not used to being looked after, or if you've had some challenges in your life, you're just going to expect the worst. I don't think we'll need these rituals in the future in order to manifest our heart's desire. We'll be able to manifest instantly, but in the meantime, we kind of do. We need to do these little things, perhaps as a pathway for us to actually believe we can do it. Future generations, they might even laugh at us and our doubts that we can direct our intentions to create what we want. As you listen to this book, ask yourself constantly, what do I really want for myself? Or how can I apply this in my life? Write down your thoughts in a journal or blog as you do it. You can tweet me your questions as you go. My hashtag is @DeniseDT with the hashtag LuckyBitch, so you can connect with me and thousands of women around the world who can support you. Some chapters might bring up some negative emotion for you, like disbelief or impatience that's not happening quick enough. Maybe even frustration, anger, or resentment, maybe even aimed at me. If that happens, put your hand on your heart and affirm, good things are happening for me. I am ready for the next step. If you do that every day for a month, just that really simple affirmation, you're going to be astounded at what the universe brings you. Some chapters will fire you up, which is cool. When something moves or inspires you, I want you to take action on that thought straight away. Any success story in this book can happen to you too. Share every random piece of luck with supportive people in your life. Even finding a small coin on the street is reason to celebrate. The truth is, we are all capable of becoming unbelievably lucky. It's possible to simply choose to become a lucky bitch and to see the doors of opportunity open automatically for you. As I was first writing this part of the book, I took a bit of a music break to stretch and get re-energized, and I just put some music on my iPod. And you know that famous Barbara Streisand song, How Lucky Can You Get? It was the first song that caught my eye on my iPod, and it's the version from one of my favorite musicals of all time, Hot Shoe Shuffle. And you know what? I didn't even choose that because of the word lucky. I just felt like taking a bit of a dance break, and I wasn't even aware of the awesome synchronicity as I started dancing around my living room. I just wanted the excuse to dance and pretend I'm a bit of a showgirl. So some of the lyrics in that is, money in my pocket and at my fingertips. How lucky can you get? And as the song finished, I realized I was singing a song all about gratitude, abundance, luck, and loving your life. Isn't that freaking fabulous? It's just another message from the universe that luck is ours for the taking. It's literally at our fingertips, waiting for us to claim it. I get messages like this all the time now, and I always express my thanks for how I'm taken care of by the universe. We all are, all the time. We just need our eyes opened every once in a while. Now, this book is designed to give you everything you need to become more consciously aware of what you're attracting into your life and start directing your energy to become even luckier in the things that matter most to you, whether that's in love, money, business, relationships, or health. There is enough for everyone. Just because you become a luck magnet doesn't mean that somebody else in your life will have to go without. And neither does my supreme luckiness suck up all of your luck. There is enough for everyone who wants it. We have an ocean of abundance, of luck and good fortune. You can choose to be lucky or unlucky. The universe doesn't distinguish or judge. It just gives you exactly what you ask for. And I'm sure you're already a good manifester. So let's just make sure you're using your powers for your highest good. I love to keep in touch and hear about your own lucky bitch journey to outrageous success. So make sure you join my exclusive reader site, which is luckybitchbonus.com, to join my worldwide posse of lucky bitches. I'm going to send you some cool bonuses too to keep you on the lucky manifestation train. Woohoo! And I'll be right here every step of the way. So, how lucky can you get, you lucky bitch?